Dearest Mother, I haven't heard from you yet, but I suppose the post has gone mad. It has been rather thrilling here the last few days. And this morning early, all the men left for their respective headquarters, and only John, Mrs. Robson and I are left of the party. Rosie has asked me to stay on for a few days at any rate, as the railway will probably be pandemonium, and she's turning the house into a hospital, so we may be useful. Telegraphing is no use, and the telephone almost as bad. And you'll know I'm all right here, and anyhow, in a few days travelling will be all right. It feels quite mad, and one can't realise it, especially when one gets letters like Joanne got from her mother, only complaining that Anne wouldn't play golf. I'm not going to York, as Carl is at Scout until the 11th. He says the miners there are intensely patriotic, but whether it will continue when the prices go up remains to be seen. Oscar has been here for the last few days and is perfectly delightful, and more safe than most, as all the others are mostly military. Monday we had a rumour that England was not going to fight, whereupon the language became blue. The telephone had been kept busy from London. Jasper Ridley, a great standby, has been married by the Russian ambassador's daughter. I read awful accounts of people coming back from the continent. I hope Daisy and Violet to say nothing of Dagmar and get back all right. I wonder if you got the letter I sent to Wiesenham on Sunday. I expect to hear second post. I wonder what all the family is doing. I'm sending this to Hagley, but I don't know where you are, and unfortunately this goes before the second post. I'll send another to Wiesenham. Your loving Rachel.